Blog Talk Radio.
Can't fly when the world says anger down. No joy to the camera flash. No smile to the camera ass. They love it when you do.
Blackman, I am excited to be on this evening with you guys. I am excited to talk to y'all. It's been a while yet again, huh? But we are here. We are here on Free Talk Sunday. We're ready to chat with you guys. We're ready to enjoy this Sunday. Amen. That's even let me say this, that the Lord has allowed for us to be. It is a blessing, amen, to be in our right mind, to have breath in our body on this Sunday evening, giving God praise. And so, again, this is your host, Brownisha Blackman, and welcome to Free Talk Sunday on Free Talk Radio. I don't know what y'all up to, but I'm telling y'all, y'all better get geeked up, get out y'all seats, amen, because if you've been tuned in to this show, you ready to get it moving. You can't be on this show and be sitting in your seats. But look, hold off. Let me just tell you this. If you are a faithful listener, we want you to be sure that you're following us on IG. And on Instagram, our Instagram is Free Talk Radio 1. We always let y'all know, like, follow us on Instagram. Now you're able to follow us on Facebook. If you look up Free Talk Radio, you're able to follow us on Facebook. You can see us outside of, you can hear from us and see us outside of just the show every first and third Sunday. And where, again, we always suggest that you send us topics, at freetalkradio1@gmail.com. Now, I hear a little crackling in the background, so I'm believing that our co-host is on, but I wanted to make sure that I run that by you guys to make sure by all means necessary, tap into us on every social media platform, either Facebook, Instagram, hit us up in our emails. Let us know how you feeling about the show. Let us know if you got some topics for us. But again, we are excited to have you on. It is Love Month. I don't know if you saw the flyer, but today we're talking about treating yourself. So you in the right place to get some good tips. And Crystal, are you on? Because I hear something. I hear something.
Yes, ma'am. But I don't know why
you here.
When you said crackling, I almost threw my phone. Stop playing. It's been playing.
You know,
I'm
let it play.
I've been playing all year.
What else is there to do? Do you know
that? I've been playing.
It's good for you. Laughter is for the spirit. That's one thing. I mean, even in treating yourself, y'all might think it's like far-fetched, but you laughing does something to your body. You smiling, it brings something. And I know we went to share a little bit. We went to Love, Sex, and Relationship Clinic, and he began to talk about the serotonin and dopamine. But let me tell you, to smile, it does something to your body. Now, I'm not no scientist. I'm not at all up into that study in the medical, but I'm going to get it together one day. But I do know that if you begin to smile, it will begin to shift things. And you're like, when you laugh, it shifts things. Because, Crystal, you can attest that I was a serious person. I was always serious about everything. You wasn't going to get no laugh out of me. You wasn't going to get.
And if it wasn't, we think.
Right. So now I'll be laughing.
Yes, I love it. I love it because I don't see it coming. I don't see it coming.
So, again, we do. We welcome you to Free Talk Radio. This is your host, Bronisha Blackman, and we have our co-host. Co-host, what's your name, bro?
Crystal with a K. Stop.
Oh, my God.
I hate it. Why would you kick me out of the club?
No, I hate it. You know, I used to hate when you, Crystal with a K, I used to be like, who cares? Like, why does she, Crystal with a K, like, so, like, please, I'm sorry, spelling it Crystal with a C, and see where she goes.
You already know, I'm saying, I don't do C's.
Oh, don't, please, pray for her now, say. Pray for her people on here. Pray for
I don't do C's, so no.
Uh-oh.
No.
She did it again.
Okay, we're not gonna play.
Okay, we're not gonna play today. But no, you guys, we are so excited to be on. It's Love Month. I don't know how y'all feeling. Y'all probably listening to us, and we some single women, and we busting up laughing. You know, this weekend, you know, I heard so much comedy about love and relationships pertaining to the whole Valentine's Day thing. Like, you know. It was a lot of jokes, and some of it, it kind of made me feel some type of way, because we keep it 100 on Free Talk Radio. So I used to be, I've been a side chick before, but I was a side chick that I didn't work with feelings. I love the Lord, yeah, amen, y'all. But I'm just gonna be transparent with you guys. I used to be a side chick, and I didn't work with feelings. But the thing about it is, what I heard on the radio this weekend, it was kind of like nasty because they was laughing. You know, it's like, oh yeah. The main girls didn't get no presents today. They'll get their stuff tomorrow.
Right.
And I was like, wow, like the world we live in now. Like the fact that women are us as women, we have degraded ourselves. We've allowed ourselves to settle for certain things. And we're going to talk about men, too. It ain't just, but you will hear more so about the woman than you will hear it about the man. But the fact that we've allowed ourselves to settle or be degraded, you know, and it has become a joke. I've heard it on other radio stations. It was a joke. The fact that, you know, some women are head over heels for and have wives and homes that they have to pertain to on the holiday. What I learned this past Valentine's Day is we have given so much, and I'm going to tell myself, we've given so much to the holiday, like, that when Valentine's Day comes, we, like, that day had, well, for me, I looked at it like, oh, I need a gift on that day. Don't give me nothing prior. If you did, you got to come back and give me something else, because this is the day that everyone is supposed to express love publicly. Also, I didn't even know certain people had mates, because I've never heard of them before. And yes, everybody had a picture up, and they boo. I was like, well, I didn't even know you had nobody. Like, it's so crazy. And not that I needed to know, but I'm just saying how the day has been designated for that, to the point that people use this one particular day to just outburst with love. Which, what I'm learning is love is a 365-day thing. You know, we're old flowers and candies, not just for Valentine's Day, but, you know, a long week of work, you know. So I got caught up, I'll tell on myself, because I got my beer and my dinner early. So I didn't get no gift on the day. And I would call Crystal like, well, I should not got a gift today.
Stop.
You know,
Stop.
No, but, you know, I was so honest. I asked my cousin, he's married. I was like, so, you know, if I got my beer and my dinner early, was I supposed to get something? And he looked at me like I was crazy. I said, so that means no, I wasn't supposed to get something. He was like, no, Brownie, you know, you got your stuff already. He was like, you know, and the guy did work, you know. I was like, oh, okay. So, no, but it was a lesson for me that we've given too much to that day. So, again, today, this is Love Month. We're still in February. I mean, we're not here to badger the Love Day or this Love Weekend or however anyone spends it. It's just our own perspective of how we view things. And so today on Free Talk Radio, we are talking about treating yourself. Key, that self-love is so important. And so from this point, I'm going to hand it over, and we're going to let our co-host is going to, like, lead the show. We have an amazing woman coming on. I got an old soul, so I'm going to call her a young woman. But we have an amazing woman coming on to share, you know, what God has given to her, how he's dealt with her. And so I'm going to let Crystal lead, and she's going to kind of lead the show. Brownie, I'm in the background because y'all know I talk too much. I'm a beast. I'm a preacher, so I just – love just expressing what God has given me. But y'all, you know, I always say get your pens, papers, take down your nuggets, because it's guaranteed you're going to hear something that you didn't hear before, or something that a new perspective, a refreshing today. So, Crystal, I'm going to you, and you can go on.
I don't know how you can back up. I don't know how you can back up that, but I'm going to just go ahead and try. Baby girl, but no, I love my friend. But most definitely, just to piggyback off what she said about the love month, we definitely wanted to do something new. We definitely want to do something more refreshed, and just a perspective on how do we treat ourselves. And I know that we are deep women, but I don't want to be too deep. But I do believe that that was something that came to mind this this season, was how do you treat yourself? Because a lot of us didn't have the significant others. A lot of us are not dating. Some of us are really just single. So I wanted to basically kind of gear it towards people that are really just treating themselves. And how do you treat yourself? How do you get to the point to where you know it's time to treat yourself? And how is your mental state? How is your emotional state? Or if you are dating, how do you still find time for yourself? And I wanted to go with that. So I had this person in mind who I just love. I met her at my job, but didn't know that she was connected to other people that me and Bronisha knew. So God is truly so funny how he brings people together. But I met this girl, Star, like earlier last year. And when I tell you, that girl is like, it's so funny because you can say that your friends act like you, or you guys got something in common, or that's my little sister. But when I say this female right here, when I say so bomb and so beautiful and just so unique and so fun. And I remember she'll call me Crystal, but one time she started calling me sister, and she got an old soul. She's only like 25 or 26. So she's so funny, but she's so loving and so caring and just so fun and like a breath of fresh air. So I'm like, this is the perfect person to bring on the show. So like I said, her name is Star Fletcher. She was born July 27, 1995, in Culver City, California, to the parents of Steve, Wendy, and her brother, Steve II Fletcher. She loves to dance. I think she's actually a praise dancer, so praise God. She encouraged a lot of young people to be awesome and great. She is committed to serve the Lord Jesus Christ as she aspires to work as a healthcare administrator. She loves to travel and she wants to become wealthy. She loves to praise dance. I said that before. She loves to do hair, and, of course, she likes to shop. Her style is the direction of purpose has been orchestrated by the Lord as she continues to strive to be the woman pursuing her destiny and call. When I say she be doing that even at the job, she does it at the post. It seems like she never has an off day, and I love that about her. So for those of you who don't know her, and for those of you who might do, I want to welcome you guys, Star Fletcher, to the party. What's going on, Star?
Is she on?
Hello? Can you hear me, Star? Let me see.
Wait 1 second. Is she on?
Hello. Hola.
You play too much. Okay, so she hasn't came in yet. So y'all, we're waiting for our guests to come on. Chris knew I said it was a party.
Yeah, okay. He's about to, that's all she just said. That's all. I don't know why I said that, but yeah, it was like a party. Welcome to the party.
Hi, ladies.
No, right now.
Hey, okay. You late, but you ready.
You know what?
That's that faculty late. You hear me?
We didn't get to. They hadn't brought her in yet, so she probably was probably saying hello, and we just couldn't hear her. So don't get at her like that, Crystal. See, look at
okay,
you.
I'm playing.
See, you play entirely too much. That's what's going on on a Sunday. Knock it off.
Baby girl, so oh my gosh, sorry. I'm super excited that you're on today. I'm super excited that you are a guest today. So what's been going on?
OMG. Okay, first of all, I just want to say thank you to both of you ladies for even thinking of me to even want to come on you guys' talk show and radio show. I'm just overjoyed to be, you know, doing this. But I've just been living life and doing just that, just self-care. I mean, the topic that you guys chose for today, I mean, oh, my God, I've just been working on that, honestly. But I'm just so nervous. Oh, my God, I'm sorry. I just can't. I'm going to get it together. I'm going to spear right. I'm going to draw it in. Amen.
Girl, this is the platform to do everything. Freestyle Radio is like, for everything. It is like not minimized to, and look at me putting my two cents in, but it is not minimized to be, girl, if you want to cry on here, girl, you better cry, because I know I'll be on here crying and all kind of, girl, boo.
Girl. I can't, no, I'm going to give my spirit right, because I knew ahead of time what I had to do. I knew, and Crystal called me, Crystal said, Star, I want you to be on our show. I was like, oh, wait, because wait a minute. I'm not ready. Let me get my spirit right. Ever since she told me, I was like, Star, she asked you, now you got to do it. Walk in it. So I'm just honored. I really am.
No, I think you're so humble, so funny.
But you know what? I'm going to tell you about our church folks. We'd be like, I'm just so honored. And one thing, I'm just going to throw this out here. God, he chose us, but it's another thing for us to even allow God to show up in us. Because it's a lot of people that God does not, they're not letting his light so shine. So you allow, God does not force himself upon us. So we allow God to show up in us. And so whatever God has given you, just, girl, let it all out, because I don't know you, but I've heard a lot about you. I heard a lot about you, and so I'm excited to kind of like formally meet, hear your voice, not physically meet you yet. So just come on here and whatever the Lord has given to you, you in your own unique way, just spill it out to the people, because we get crazy on here. So we gonna try to be nice today. We get real crazy on here.
We gonna be wholesome girls today.
Amen.
Crystal's speaking for herself.
When I say so funny,
I can't.
So, Crystal, we're about to be real serious. Okay. So we talked about the love month. We talked about the reason behind the love month and the taking care of yourself. But before we get into those questions, just a little bit about yourself. I know that you said you dance. Praise dance, actually. When did you actually fall in love with praise dancing?
Oh, I have to say I was 9 years old. When I first started, I started doing it when I was 5, and I was really shy. I wasn't really into, like, big crowds or talking to people, looking them in the eye. It wasn't my thing growing up as a child. But my mother... she was over the dance ministry at our church, and she was like, you need to come on out of your shyness and you need to give your gifts back to the Lord. Because I already knew how to dance. I just didn't want to do it in front of people. But I started really falling in love with it at the age of 9. And I kind of just let the Lord use me even more. And I kind of would rehearse just a lot of times as a kid over the weekends, after school hours. I would just turn on some church worship music and I would just go for what I know. And my mother and father kind of saw that gifting in me, and they helped me perfect it in a way. I'm still learning. I'm still, you know, looking for other moves to incorporate into praise dancing and things like that, because I'm still a student to the craft, I guess you could say. But I fell in love with it, and I love how God can move and use me as a vessel while I'm dancing, because I don't do it for I don't like to, you know, do it for people. I like to do it for Him and give my gifts back to Him. So that's kind of how I started with that.
Oh, wow. Sounds so professional. Okay. Well, I say so. I love that. No, but I love that first. Stop playing. Sorry. Okay. So.
No, no.
I love that.
Because you know how I am. When I see you in person, I'm going to scream at you because you know I'm trying to be great. I'm so trying to be great. Knock it off. Next.
But when I say I love it, so with that being said, with the dancing, did you even getting into that, especially in church, did you always, when you perfected that gift inside the church, did you, is that something that you could see yourself doing for a long time? Or is that just something that you're doing for the meantime? Like, what else do you have in mind that you do for the love of it? Or even, do you have any other admirations that you have under your belt that you want to share?
Oh, I feel like I could dance until Jesus come back. Not trying to be so deep, but I'm just, like, giving you an honest answer. Like, I enjoy it so much. I enjoy the rush of nerves that I get, because I'm always nervous right before I go out to dance with the dance team, or even if I have to do, like, a solo. I'm always nervous, and I love having that feeling because it keeps me, like, grounded. It keeps me, like, in tune with God. For me personally, I enjoy it. I don't think I'll stop dancing. Now, if Jesus tells me something different, then, okay, we got to move on .com and sing. Close the curtain, bow gracefully. But until then, no, I feel like this is something, because I'm comfortable with it, and I've kind of learned how to move with the power of God. I mean, I enjoy it the most out of everything that I do. I really enjoy praise dancing. I do.
Okay, so I think I'm going to jump right into it to get started into, like, the nitty-gritty stuff just a little bit. So I know that Valentine's Day just came up, but I want to get your take on it first. What is your take on Valentine's Day, and what does it mean to you? Are you single? Are you dating anybody? Or just, yeah, give me that whole kind of rundown of what you used to think Valentine's Day was, and now as you got older, what does it mean to you? And go ahead and put that in there if you're single or you're dating or, yeah.
So, for one, I am dating. I have a boyfriend. His name is Philip.
Oh, wow.
But before I got with him, Valentine's Day was always just like, it was to me like a cliche thing. I feel like I shouldn't just show all the love for one person or a group of people on this one particular day. I feel like it should be continuous throughout the year. I think people should know that you appreciate them and you love them all throughout the year. I don't feel like that should stop, or it should cease, or it should all be on one day out of the year. Granted, now if you're in a relationship, okay, yeah, this one particular year, you're going to have to be great. You have to show out and put a little more love into that day. But when that day passes, I don't feel like it should stop. It should be the same constant or even more level of love. I think people should match it even after Valentine's Day. I personally do think that. But, yeah, for me, I always, I don't know, it's like God gave me, like, a type of sense to want to nurture and kind of be there for others. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
People that I know that, like my family members that I know have maybe lost their loved ones, their significant others, or things like that, I kind of pour into them a little bit more on these special days because I know they're missing that significant other, you know, and they're trying to hold on to God's unchanging hand. They're trying to hang in there. And I know that they would spend as much time as they would on that particular holiday, but they can't because they lost, you know, their spouse or somebody that was really close to them. So aside from me being in a relationship, I still kind of show love to those that need it the most around this time of the year. Yeah.
And yes, that was, and that would be, I've never actually heard someone say that before. To me, it almost sounds like, well, to me, it could be like difficult, but do you find it difficult or do you find that if you balance it out? Like, yeah, do you balance it out? Like, how do you balance knowing that you're in a relationship, but you know you have this love over here and you have this love over here for your family and your other friends? How do you balance it out? Because sometimes people either do too much of it or it clashes. So how do you balance off loving others on, you know, that particular day when it's really meant for boy, you know, really meant for love, for, you know, romantic lovers? How do you balance that all?
Man, just that. I mean, I've tried to, like, I'll set up a time where I'm, you know, spending the time with my boyfriend and things like that. We have our own little time slot. And then what I'll do on the back end, after I spend time with them, I'll, you know, try to spend time with my loved ones as much as I can, too. I'll try to pick a day either around Valentine's Day or after, you know, so I can just kind of show them love. Or I'll just send them a text. God will use me to, like, send them a text or call them, like, hey, I want you to know I'm checking on you. I love you. This is, you know, this is coming from my heart. You know, I try to do that, like, on a daily basis. Like, I know,
mm-hmm.
like, I tell God every morning, I'm like, God, just show me who I'm supposed to, like, you know, encourage on today, who I'm supposed to love on just a little bit more today because they may need it. And he'll drop people, like, in my spirit, like, oh, this person may need a little bit more. Text them or send a call to them or even email them something, you know, a scripture, just something so they can know that not only I'm thinking about them, but so is God. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
I try to balance as much as I can. Now, I know I can't get or reach everybody, but I'm reaching somebody. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
I'm learning that I'm still human, and I'm not like this super woman. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like women, we've always been taught to be like this superwoman, you know, Wonder Woman. We always have to be here, there. You know, we have to show our face here, give them love there. I understand we can't be at a place all at once because we're not God. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
I try to do as much as I can. And what I can't do, I just give it to God. I mean, as my God, just let them know from my spirit, even if I can't send a text to them or call them, just let them feel me praying for them from afar, you know, even if a prayer can get to them, touch them in their
right.
spirit. I'm so there for that because prayer changes a lot of things.
Yeah. And you know, I definitely believe that. So how did you, like, do you feel like you, because you, the stuff that you were saying, it seemed like you've always knew that was kind of in you, like to be the nurturer or to be the person that could send the text out. But when did you think, did you always have that voice in you, though? Because, you know, sometimes we have a lot of different gifts to either teach. And he says, if you're a teacher, then you teach. If you're this, you do this. So when you knew that about yourself, have you always went with that inkling? Like, did you always, you know, yeah, basically, did you always go with that inkling? Or did it take you a while to realize this is what I'm supposed to be doing?
It definitely took me a while. For me, I know once I really got serious with God and really wanted to know a little bit more of how he works and operates, things kind of started to be a little bit more clear for me, just with my life in general. I knew that I love people and I have a heart for people, and I've always wanted to see people encouraged and on the up and up. I never really was the type of person growing up to see people down. I didn't like to see people depressed, sad, crying, none of that. Angry. I didn't like that because I didn't want that to be something that was going to be around me. I always like to uplift people. And it really stems from my mother and father. Like, they taught us, me and my brother, my older brother, at a young age, to know who we are now. So when we get older, we don't have to try to figure it out or I mean, you know, try to go through this life thinking that we don't have nobody that loves us or that supports us or that's not there to encourage us when we're at our lowest point. And I was like, dang, okay, I know, like, I'm kind of coming of age. This is probably when I was maybe 11 or 12. My mother and father, they just always made sure that we understood what it meant first to be a Christian and to call on the name of Jesus, but also know who we are in him as his vessels. We're going to have our time, our low moments, you know, where we don't feel like getting out the bed or when we don't feel like going to work or, you know, when we don't feel like communicating with people. But then we're going to have our up stage, you know, and we're feeling our joyous moments or we're feeling like we can go on for another day, another minute, you know. So I just kind of took that with me even as an adult. Like, some days I'm going to be good, some days I'm not going to be good. But for the most part, I want to stay on the up and up. Whether I have things going on, trials and tribulations in my life, I always want to stay on the up.
And I love that you said that about the parents, because I don't believe a lot of people, I'm going to say that for myself, a lot of people probably didn't have that type of upbringing with learning who you were at a young age or, you know, calling the name of Jesus, because I knew that I feel like I was not necessarily pushed to God when I was younger because it was something to do because my grandmother made us to do it. So I feel like that I think that was definitely something different. And so when I did get older, I didn't understand it until I got older. It's probably until my 20s when I started the whole, you know, the becoming and trying to figure out who I am. And I'm still trying to figure out who I am in so many ways. So what would you say, because I hear you say, you know, most of the time you want to make sure you're on the up and up. When do you say was the most down you can think of, the most down moment in your life when you were like, this is a really down moment and you didn't really get out of it that quickly? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah. I said, so did you hear my question start?
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, when was that moment that you realized the down moment that really took a long time? Can you remember back when it was just not all good and you didn't get out of it that quickly? Like, what did you do or what were some of the things that helped you get back into a better space?
Yeah, maybe about, I want to say 3.5, almost 4 years ago, I was in a relationship that wasn't healthy. It wasn't of God, and it put me in, like, a really bad depression. Like, it was really, really, really bad. Some days I couldn't get out of bed, and some days I felt like I could be okay, but I wasn't 100%. And the only thing that I could think of that helped me the most was hearing the word of God. I remember I would come into church. I would sit down and I would hear the word, and I felt like the word was just sitting in my lap practically with my situation. And I remember one Sunday I just started busting out into tears. I wasn't really one to cry all the time, but I knew when I felt God's presence that it was something that I couldn't control, you know. And I just cried to the Lord. I was like, God, I don't want to feel this anymore. I don't want to be like this. I'm not even used to feeling like this. You know, this don't feel good for me personally, you know? And I just remember the Holy Spirit just picking me up out of my stupor and literally lifting me up. I mean, of course, I had my family praying for me 24/7 because they knew about it. And that was probably the only ones that really knew what I was going through. But, I mean, for me personally, if you're ever going through, like, depression or anxiety, stuff like that, find yourself in the house of God no matter what, because the Word of God is always present during your situation. You may not think that God hears you, but He hears you even when you're crying silently to Him. He still hears us. And that was one defining moment for me going into adulthood. So I'm only 24, but I'm forever grateful for the Lord for bringing me out of darkness, for letting me see the light of day again, for letting me have this unspeakable joy. I knew God was in my life and very well present when I went through that situation. Because, you know, we can always say, like, when things are going good, we're like, oh, yeah, God is good, you know, all the time, God is good. You know, we can always mm-hmm. say that. But it's not until you actually go through some things and you experience some hardships, you experience heartbreak, you experience people, you know, being darn near dragged away from your life. And it's not until you have experienced those moments until you know the true power of God. And I'll tell you this, one of the times I was in my room at night, and I was like, God, I feel drained. I feel exhausted. I don't know what to do. And I remember crying to God in the middle of the night. Nobody knew. None of my family members knew about this. I was crying so hard. I saw 10 shadows, like, in a circle around my bed at night. I was like, wait a minute. He was like, I'm tripping. I was like, no, I'm tripping. I'm seeing stuff. But those 12 shadows were demons trying to hover over me with depression, anxiety, suicidal. And the only thing that could help me in that moment was calling on the name of Jesus. Every time I kept saying Jesus, Jesus, one by one, those demons have left. They left my room. I saw them flying out of my room. I've never really experienced anything like that until that night. I was like, God, okay, I know you real. I've always knew that He was real, but it's not until you call on the name of Jesus and you watch things change, you watch the atmosphere change, you watch demons tremble, literally after calling that one name. I mean, I thank God for the relationship that I have with God now. I felt like after that night, my faith in Him grew a little bit more. Like my mentality of how I think worship should be for Him, it changed all from just that one night of me feeling like I was going to darn near die from depression. You know, not that I wanted to take my life, but that's just how heavy Satan was trying to attack me in my mind. And I was like, God, I can't do this on my own. I need you. Like, I don't know if you can hear me. I'm sure you can, but I just needed Him right in that very moment. And He came and slayed every demon, every tormenting demon that was trying to attack me that night. I mean, I just thank God for His presence being felt. I thank God for the Holy Spirit for keeping me thus far. I mean, just thinking about it, it gives me goosebumps. But I feel like every person should have a relationship with God, their own personal relationship. You know, they should get to want, they should want to know Him for themselves. I mean, man, that night was so detrimental for my life. It really was. Hello.
Wow. No. I'm listening, but I believe my friend, I believe Bernisha has a question for you.
Okay. Bernisha. I don't know. It seems like the phones are like kind of going in and out.
Right.
Probably due to some of this. But I just had a question because I know that we were talking about the whole treat yourself thing and the fact that it was Love Month and you did say that you have you're dating someone. And so my question to you is, how do you implement the self-love? How do you implement treating yourself in the midst of dating someone else? Like, how do you do that? Because I know as women, sometimes we can, like, you know, I got a boyfriend, so it's always about my boyfriend or about my man. And, like, it's kind of, like, hard to, you know, get that space to do it, like, take care of ourselves. So how do you implement, and, like, what is self-love to you? Like, what is self-love, and how do you implement that into your life while being in a relationship? Like, how do you do that?
Self-love for me, man, it's taking care of yourself. I feel like nobody will take care of you like you will really need to be taken care of. You know, like, even in my relationship, we have kind of like an understanding, like, okay, I'll see you like these couple of days out of the week. We'll spend time through here. But on this day, I'm going to have designated for myself, you know, to maybe get a massage or, you know, have dinner with myself or just something that I can say, okay, let me just take time out for myself, get myself recharged. Because it's not normal for women to just keep going and going and doing for others. It's not good for us because at a moment's notice, we could snap and we don't want to do nothing at all, you know. And I feel like as a woman, I need to take time out for myself and take care of myself, whether it's getting my nails done, going out to lunch with my sister and my mother or my friends or just something that I want to do, opposed to just, you know, doing things for my boyfriend or whatever. But I feel like I started it early because when I was just talking to my friend, because I've known my boyfriend all my life. We've known each other since we were kids, and we've always been friends. So even in our early stages of dating, we were just like, okay, so this day we'll see each other, but this day I'm going to do this. Like, I'm going to go here. I'm going to have, you know, just some time for myself. And we agreed upon it. I feel like if you're in a relationship with somebody and you feel like you just need, like, a day to, like, recharge for yourself, like, get your body right, like, get your mind right, I feel like you should have that in a relationship. I mean, granted, you are in a relationship and you have to kind of do things together, but it should still be some type of respect for yourself to treat yourself, you know? I feel like it's important for us to take care of our bodies. It's important for us to recharge. God did it. We need to do it for ourselves, especially women, because we're nurturers by nature, and that's how God intended us to be, but we also have to take breaks when it's needed, you know? So self-care, I mean, it's very important, not only for our spirits, but for our bodies. You know, we can go so long, and then sometimes people crash physically and mentally, and they don't want to do anything for years. You know, I know people that have put their all into friendships, relationships, you know, and they never really took time to see what they wanted in life. And I feel like I've kind of done that, and I'm even more so doing it now, which is, you know, being in my relationship with my boyfriend, like, we have a respect for each other where we know, okay, hey, if you need to take a break and regroup, you regroup. You know, you do that with Jesus. You go on to do that. But make sure you come right back, you know. So I just think it's important to treat yourself and take care of yourself. It's very important.
Would you say that the fact of self-love is would you say that it helps you love others better when you properly take care of yourself? Because, again, we're talking about the whole it's love month, like I said, and oftentimes love is always talked as if it's like an outward thing, and you very little hear about giving it to yourself as if there's something wrong with you loving yourself or putting yourself first. So do you believe that with you loving on yourself and you taking care of yourself, that it will help you love others better?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I know some people that don't, you know, take care of themselves enough to recharge and regroup and love on themselves, give themselves attention. And it comes out in a negative way when they're trying to approach people or supposedly show love. It doesn't really work well. You know, I advise men and women, take care of yourselves. Treat yourself first, so when the right person does come along, you're able to kind of love on them and nurture them how you would want to be treated, you know, and loved on. I feel like it should be an understanding of what self-love is for a person. For me, I've been in a position where I was always like, show love, show love, show love, and kind of forgot about myself. And I got caught up in other things that really didn't pertain to me and my feelings and my physical being, my mental being. It didn't help me, not none, you know. So I feel it's very important. Self-love is just not to just say it or be cliche about it. You really have to take care of yourself. It's very important. I feel like those that don't have self-love for themselves, they can get lost easily. So when they are in a relationship, they can give all of themselves to a person, and they may feel it's not being reciprocated back. And then one day they flip. You know, I've seen it a lot of times. Like, I've seen it with my own eyes, and I told God, I was like, God, just help me. Like, my own personal prayer was, okay, God, help me to see what I can critique in my life about myself first before I get serious in a relationship. Show me how I need to love myself a little bit better. Show me how I need to treat myself a little bit better. And just that simple prayer, God has showed me, like, okay, you can do a little better in this area, and you can do a little better in that area. Slowly but surely, I'm learning myself again, if that makes any sense. It's just important. I don't really know how to stress it enough. It's important that we ask God, okay, God, what is really for me to know about myself? What is it that I need to do that's going to benefit me in the long run, that's going to help me treat myself better in the long run, so I don't have nobody to step over me or try to belittle me when I already know who I am, you know? So I feel it's important that we all know what we want in life and treat ourselves first before we jump into anything.
Yeah, because one thing I just recently, I think I spoke Crystal, and it was applying it to myself, it was that the Bible says to love thy neighbor as we love ourselves. And the thing about it is that's what makes it so key, that we have to love ourselves first, because if we don't show ourselves love, then how can we truly love our neighbor? And I also believe
right.
that with self-love is what you do for yourself, it gives off the energy for other people to come around, those who come above you. They can love on you as much as you love yourself. And the reason why the topic came up is because we often give, you'll find people taking care of other people, and it's like we put ourselves last on the list. Like, you know, it's like, and God does not, I always believe that God permits us to do a certain work, but everybody is not our assignment. You know, we work hard for every single person that we come across. So we do have to be mindful on who he said, do not give what is holy to the swine. And my interpretation of that is some people that come in your path that you are not to give of yourself to. And sometimes we do it because of obligations or for many other reasons. So that's
boredom.
Where it was talk about self-love. And I'm going to let you say
right.
Yeah, so you know, that's when I thought about the self love thing. That's what I thought about. You know, about us loving on ourselves. And don't get me wrong, I'm dating someone too, but I'm really learning that I have to love on me first, because if I don't love me and take care of me, I'm no good for no one else. I'm like really not. So it is very, very important to take that time and to treat yourself right. And I'm saying this because I know we have listeners, and we'll just say shout out to all our listeners that are listening to us. But it's so very key that even, you know, Valentine's Day is, yeah, amazing to love on your spouse or whoever your loved one is, but don't forget about you. Like that I'm gonna leave out with that, because I ain't saying nothing else after this. Don't forget about you and making your list.
Yes.
And making sure. So it was nice chatting with you, Star, and I'm gonna give it back to Crystal because I didn't say it a mouthful already.
No, you said. I think she said it everything, and I'm gonna say this for my friend, and I'm we can go ahead and probably wrap it up. But when I heard her say 3 days ago to me about loving yourself, it's so funny how you can hear something 1,000 times, and I don't know if anybody ever really heard that, but that's even with going to school or you're trying to gotta get a better habit or even break a habit. But when I say you can hear that 1,000 times and still not register, but I have to hear it from my friend the other day. And when I heard it, I'm like, Crystal, it's really, really, really time to really do what you say. And it's time to put in action. And this morning I heard something with Michael Todd, and I know it was something different, but it was talking about the vision, and he was saying a vision is a word, vision should be a verb. That means some action needs to go into it. And even though vision is something bigger, then that's a whole other subject. But for me, I really envision myself really, really taking care of myself and really loving myself. But I have to put the action towards it, and I have to put in the work. And not like that, and I'm not saying I'm jealous of any one of y'all, but for y'all to say you guys are both dating, I'm not going to lie. I want to say so bad, well, I ain't dating, but that's not my – and I know Bronnie, and I love Bronnie, because even she will say, you know, everybody, we go in different seasons. And she just said that thing last night or other night. We all have different seasons. A lot of us might be connected to each other, but everything we go through is different. So this could be this time and this time. But I know for a fact I envision myself to really, really take care of myself and really be happy with myself, because I've done stuff for other people on the outside for years, and I've done it in an unhealthy way. So it's nothing wrong with, even me and Bryce talk about that, when we do get the guy or we do date, it's nothing wrong with doing little things here and there. But I think that we can testify to each other that we've done it in a horrible way back in the days, and I don't want to do that anymore. So make a long story short, I definitely think that the stuff that you were saying was definitely very, very something I would definitely apply, and I think even our listeners can say that. I hope that they take up notes and apply the same thing that you said also, and to make them feel better. Because even when you said about the depression, I don't think you were the only one on this line that dealt with that. And to see you get out of that, it's like, make us so much stronger to do better and to want better and to treat ourselves better. Like you said, give ourselves time to, you know, to calm down and to really rest. Because sometimes I feel like rest is, I'm missing something. But really, it could be something that God needs to deposit into me so I can be stronger for the next thing that he has for me. So that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
After that. So do you have any closing remarks, Star, before we pray out?
I'm sorry, girl. My mind kind of went blank. Saying you a lot.
She's
such a lot. I'm sorry. Give me a minute. Lord Jesus, give it to me. Right back.
Good help. Because you know me, Crystal. You know what I do.
Give it to me right back.
You know? No, I'm serious. Okay, so just for self-love, this is the month. Treat yourself every day. Tell yourself, I'm going to do something great for you. I'm going to do something that's going to make you proud. I'm going to do something that's going to make you relax. I'm going to do something that's going to make you just love life again. I think people need that. They need that time to just reboot. It can get tiresome sometimes. Especially Christians, we can wear ourselves out unintentionally, and we just need to recharge and regroup. There's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with taking care of yourself, because you came into the world here again with your parents and yourself. So you gotta get yourself together. You gotta get things back in order, and just treat yourself how you would want others to treat you. You know, so I think that's important. But yeah, girl, that's all I got to say.
Look at that, girl. Okay, well, I thank you for your time, Star. I don't know if you want to stay on the line because we're about to pray out, but just to be in agreement, because I know they say when two or three are together, he is in the midst, so
yes.
Definitely. If you want to stay online, Brian, am I doing it? Do you want me to do that?
Say it. I was thinking that Star should pray us out. But I just want to say one thing,
right.
Because I told God that if he brought it back to me, that I would say it. But I just want to encourage the people that are listening. Self-love is affirming you. Self-love is talking to you. Self-love is encouraging you. And this is, I'm going to get like real transparent because other than I literally have to drive in my car and I have to tell myself, I talk to me like I was another person and I had to call me by my name and tell me that I'm proud of me, that I love me, that I appreciate the dark places that I've been in, the places that I've come out of. I had to tell me how creative I was. Like, I had to come and reaffirm who I was and why I love me. Praise God for him not just making me, but him keeping me and how he's brought me through all these places. And so that, for me, that's self-love. And so for everybody that's listening and you struggle with yourself, you don't have nobody that you dated. You probably ain't got you no little boo. And baby, listen, it is fine. Just watch what you pray for.
Right.
Take it from me. Watch what you pray for because it is more work to do. And it's more work. But in that moment, don't forget who you are. Stop. Affirm and love on yourself. Encourage you. I know the song says sometimes we have to encourage ourselves. So when you don't have nobody around telling you that they love you, tell yourself that I love you, girl. Like, only you know what you've been through. Only you know the darkest moments, the tired moments. Only you know all of those things. So to the men and to the women, man, you might think it's kind of feminine, but bro, if you don't get in that mirror or lay in that bed or whatever you want to do and tell yourself how strong you are, how this world is with you, but you're surviving it. You know, we have to begin to encourage and help ourselves. When nobody else does it, we got to put ourselves on the back. Like, we don't got no cheerleaders. Be your own cheerleader. Like, encourage yourself. And so I'm going to close with that because I know what's that? By Holy Ghost feeling, I always say it, but I still had to go back and encourage me. I still had to deal with myself. I still had to bind up the spirit of self-hate. I still had to go and do those things because the enemy will try to bring you up against yourself. And when ain't nobody else telling you they love you, you might think that you're not lovable, but God loves you because he sacrificed his son on the cross, and that is a great sacrifice that Jesus died for us. Like, he died. That man gave up his life. Like, I'm not even going to go there because we're going to close out. But Jesus gave up his life for us. So if he sacrificed his life because God loved us so much, we better begin to love on ourselves. Like, you better love on us. I don't care what you got going on. I don't care where you at. You better love you where you at. You better love you. And so I'm closing out. Sorry, you can pray. And I'm about to go because I think, is we at the time? Oh, yeah, we got the time. So, sorry, you can pray us out. People get mad if we don't pray. So you can pray us out, girl.
Hey, all right. Amen. Amen. And in that order. Father God, we thank you and we praise you for all the many blessings that you continue to bestow upon our lives. God, we thank you for this time of self-love, self-reflection. God, we thank you for showing us who we are in you, letting us know that we are somebody important, oh Lord. God, we thank you and we praise you for everything that you continue to do in our lives, how you continue to make us over, how you continue to make us new in you, God. Thank you, Lord, for those relationships that may have been broken, God, for mending them back together. God, we thank you and we praise you just for your blood of protection over us, God, keeping us when we didn't even want to be kept, oh God. But we thank you and we praise you, God. Continue to show us how to show love for ourselves so we can show love to others, God, to our neighbors, to our family members, our coworkers, our friends, God. Those that may not even know us, God, but they see a little shine on us, God, and they want to approach us, God. Just let us be able to be approachable to people, God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, we praise you, Lord. Continue to keep us, uplift our spirits, keep our minds, our hearts, and our spirits, oh God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Good night, ladies. Enjoy.
Good night.
And I'll talk to you soon.
Good night, ladies. Thank you.
Good night, Star. All right, bye.